Nearly 115,000 people moved out of New York in 2013, more than any other state that year, says a new report based on IRS data by the right-leaning group Americans for Tax Reform. It has become fuel for those who argue high taxes and a hostile business environment are chasing people out of the state. But EJ McMahon, president of the Empire Center for Public Policy, says people have been migrating out of New York in steady numbers for more than 50 years. He says the reasons also may be different depending on which part of the state they're leaving.
Very high housing costs and a high cost of living downstate, and a lack of economic opportunity upstate. So the upstate economy is weaker and doesn't create as many jobs. The downstate economy may be stronger, but it's a very expensive place to live.
Matthew Lastner, an urban affairs and planning professor at Hunter College, says more people in the Midwest and Northeast are moving to southern and western states, partly because they're in a better financial position to do so. He points out that because New York's population is larger than states in those regions, it would naturally have a larger number of people leaving the state.
Businesses, for any number of reasons, and more importantly, ordinary people have been looking to make these moves for decades. Regardless of tax policy, and as much as we in New York love New York, the fact is that the cost of doing business in a kind of sunbelt location is often lower.
Lastner says the only real difference with recent migration trends out of New York is that fewer people left the state during the Great Recession, and people tend to stay put during any recession. As the economy improves, he says, more people simply have the funds and financial security to make big moves. For Public News Service, I'm Nia Hamm.